The former room for soldiers today houses a large and shallow swimming pool, the bottom of which is filled with fine sand. Hidden under the sediment, thornback rays, brown rays, common stingrays and brills find their refuge, while above the sand, piper gurnards show the beauty of their pectoral fins. Rays, like other cartilaginous animals, are particularly vulnerable animals. They grow slowly, mature late and produce few young after a long reproductive period, meaning that overfishing destroys stocks that cannot be regenerated. Thornback rays distinguish themselves with their numerous spots, and their body is covered with large stingers along the back line towards the tail. They are a nocturnal species and are considered an almost endangered species. Brown rays have smooth skin and are characterized by two dark spots, and are among the least worrisome species. Both species often end up in fishing nets as bycatch. Piper gurnards got their Croatian name, kokoti, from their large bony heads that look like helmets. They are called pipers because they vocalize by grunting or grumbling, the sound made by a swim bladder that the muscles touch as they vibrate. It is interesting that they can walk on the seabed using 2 to 3 bars of pectoral fins, which they also use to search for food. Next to the main pool, on the actual barrier, there is also a smaller, quarantine pool, which preserves the life of newly hatched cat sharks and rays.